once you have experienced the saving grace of God, do you ever then have anything that you do not, that is unmerited because you have been brought into the family? Now, you may not do everything perfectly. Everything may not go perfectly because you may mess with the timing that God has planned. But there are times that we will step into that place when we see, I must be messing with the timing. You know? It's like, okay, when I go somewhere, I never change my watch to a different time zone. I do the math, but I don't actually change my watch. I wouldn't even set my alarms when I'm in Russia. I would just set my alarms accordingly, 9 hours difference. Now, they messed me up once in the difference of daylight savings time, and once it was 10 hours, I didn't realize it. But it didn't matter because you didn't get much sleep anyway. So, but the thing is that I don't change that part of things, okay? Now, if I don't do the math, everything won't go according to the timing they have planned. But if I do the math, if I stay in it, everything will go perfectly. When it comes to God, when it comes to God's timing, if I will do the math, if I will do the Word, if I will receive the Word, then I will be on His perfect time. And His grace will abound. And so there's much more to that. I encourage you, not because I want you to listen to me, because you may think you have to listen to me too much anyway, but this is worth listening to. It's worth getting today. It's worth getting those messages that you haven't heard and listening to them and meditating on them. I don't preach for 2 hours because I will lose you long before 2 hours was up, but some things I could go for 10 hours on because the Word is good. It is good, and it just keeps coming. Just like when Vicki was sharing the report, things just kept coming and kept coming. Even after she sat down, something came because it was good for you. It was good. It was good for Judy to know that the vision that she had before the other guys did. And it was good for us to know that what she had for us, and we can receive that. And we can either say, now is the time, or it's not time for me. I tell you, it is time. It is time. And no, I haven't listened to the messages, and you never mentioned to me anything about the fuse being lit. But the Lord spoke to me about the fuse being lit because He spoke to me this morning with an illustration on the word stages about fireworks. I can tell you that my life with God has been fireworks. It has been good fireworks, wow fireworks, amazing fireworks. I can be very honest with you and say that there have been times where I had to go and find the fuse that didn't go off and relight it. Because I got the fuse wet. The fuse is lit. God said this morning the fuse is lit. Now, are you going to dump water on the fuse or are you going to anticipate the explosion? When you go to a fireworks display, do you sit and hear the boom and think, well, that one's not for me, I'll just close my eyes? Do you? And yet you do that sometimes with gently watching. Sorry. Sometimes we do that. We hear the boom of faith and we say, that's not for me, or I don't want that right now, or that's not comfortable for me, or I don't want to be like you. I'm going to tell you a little secret. It would do you well to just go ahead. Because if you won't be exactly what God wants you to be what He's got somebody else be in for a while, you practice it, it'll happen to you. Okay? So anyway, God spoke to me about the stages. So we're talking about stages of grace, okay? Now, fireworks. I don't know how many years ago it was, okay, that they really started coming out with some sweet ones. You know, when I was a kid, it was the, you know, the big deal was the woman camera. That was like the grand finale. Somebody had a woman camera that was a 10-shooter. And you counted to make sure you got the number of shots that were supposed to be yours. Because if you didn't get every shot, you got robbed. You know? And you were going to just blow something up in the air by a 10 shot or only get 8 shots. You know, you're waiting for the other 2 shots. You're waiting for the 10 shots. You know, you're waiting for it. And I don't remember where I was. I don't just remember exactly the place that I first experienced those big boomers. But I do remember that the first time that I heard that, I thought that was just great.